Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. The All-Star Game is in the eighth inning, bottom of National League, the home team, with the game being in Atlanta. So it's bottom of the eighth. NL at the plate. They are up 6-4. So home run party throughout this game, at least in the last couple of innings.
Oof. Did you see what just happened here?
I saw Suarez take one on the wrist.
Yeah, Eugenio Suarez for the Diamondbacks, who is, you know, if the Diamondbacks are sellers, he's going to be a huge commodity. You know, there's a lot of guys that need a third baseman. Yankees, Mets, Cubs.
Ooh, like, right on the fingers.
Yeah. This is a situation to monitor if you are one of those contending teams and the Diamondbacks do fall out of the race further. You want to keep an eye on this hand. Pierce just got away from him right in there. Bang.
Yeah, it was Shane Smith on the mound. No ill intent at all. That is what you worry about in an All-Star game, is somebody getting injured. But again, you know, he could get injured at every time, at any time. Smith, a pitcher for the White Sox, certainly doesn't look happy about what he's done. I mean, look, I'm all for, you know, we don't need, there's no bad blood here between the NL and the AL. Oh, I would love to hear this now. Oh, man. Ken Rosenthal's interviewing Jacob Mizorowski, and this was the guy that got everybody all worked up, because he made the All-Star game after just five starts. A lot of most people were like, oh, that's crazy. Good for him. But some people were like, this is the worst thing that's ever happened in baseball history. And a lot of those people were fans of the Philadelphia Phillies. And the All-Star game is going to be in Philadelphia next year. And if Jacob Mizorowski makes that one, is he going to get booed? Probably. If Jacob Mizorowski makes the All-Star game in Philadelphia next year, he will get booed because of the passion that Phillies fans have for Ranger Suarez and Carlos Sanchez. Nope, not one of those was wrong. Christopher Sanchez. Yeah. Yep. Great. I'm pretty sure, did I not see Suarez turned it down anyway? I could be wrong on that. But I know there were pitchers that turned down the spot that eventually went to Jacob Mizorowski. So what did he do when he got in? He pitched the eighth inning. What did he do? Threw 102, 102, 101.9, 101.8, 101.7. They're showing shots of the crowd. They're showing shots of the players being like, wow, this guy's incredible. And that's why he was in the game. And you know who else was in the game after maybe not deserving it this year? Was Clayton Kershaw. And Clayton Kershaw got a couple of batters out in the second inning, and that was a great moment. You can have great moments here. Look, if you're Cal Ripken Jr. and you throw him, or if you're, yeah, you get thrown some meat because it's your last All-Star game and you crank it out of the park, well, oh well, it's a nice moment. It can be about nice moments. It's just a fun thing. This is a celebration of baseball. I mean, there's no... I guess I'm rooting for the National League, but also am I? As soon as this is over, who even won last year? I don't know. I feel like there was a streak where the American League won like seven straight times.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't know. I don't know. I still can't grasp why people look at these All-Star games and want a level of competitiveness that is on par with a game six or a game seven. I don't understand why you're looking for that in an All-Star game. I feel like an All-Star game is a celebration of the sport where you get to see a lot of these guys together. And you get to see them play together, and you get to see them have fun, and you get to see them do things like throw 102 or PCA made a great catch. Or no, that was Kyle Tucker made a great catch. And then you can learn about these guys with the interviews that are happening during the games. And then there's nice moments with the stand up to cancer and the celebration to Hank Aaron. That's good for me. This is a Tuesday night where we are all, as baseball fans, watching the same thing. Do you realize how little that happens with baseball? When in baseball, are we all watching the same thing? In football, we're doing it every Monday, Thursday, Sunday night. In baseball, we do it once a summer. And I think we should just enjoy it. I'm not very picky on this. I'm not very picky on this. I just enjoy the All-Star Game for what it is. And it does bother me. It does bother me how I've always liked the All-Star Games, and I've always felt like I'm defending something that everybody else is trying to change, and I don't understand why you're trying to change it. Is it a bigger picture issue? Or is it simply, no, you'd rather have this night be like, you want to be on the edge of your seat? Like it's Shohei versus Mike Trout in the World Baseball Classic? I don't, this is the All-Star Game. This is a fun exhibition competition with the game's best. And it's a chance to see the guys that we know, but it's also a chance to see the guys that we're just learning about. Like Cal Raleigh yesterday, for him to win the home run derby, that's a star-making moment. You know, and these guys that are hitting home runs tonight or pitching good innings or getting interviewed, like, we're learning more about these guys. So many of these names maybe floated about in trade rumors, or we look at the odds of where they are in the MVP race, and we don't know anything about them. We know them as a name. And this is a nice reset in the middle of the summer to be reintroduced or introduced in the first place to some of these guys. I, as you can tell, am very passionate about the All-Star Game. And even tonight I'm seeing some people, oh, this sucks, this is boring. Well, then get out of here. What are you, this is baseball. I just, am I off base, or do I sound like I'm arguing against a straw man?
No. It's the All-Star Game. What do you want?
I don't want anything other than what it is. I like it. I don't want anything other than what it is.
Just be glad that this is not the Pro Bowl games.
Now, that really pisses me off. That you guys, that's what happens when you guys get your way. You get the Pro Bowl games. That sucks. Then you get flag football in the Olympics. And then you get to debate. What NFL guys, power, you got $15 to make a flag football team. Ugh. Despite me arguing maybe against how some of you feel, it is Listener Appreciation Week. Coming up next hour, we will talk some more about what is your favorite stadium you've ever been in, what might be the least favorite stadium you've ever been in. So a good chance to maybe glaze up your team and to crap on some parks. For better or for worse, I got a lot more coming to my head that are bad stadiums than good stadiums. But there's also one stadium that's so bad, but it's actually because of that it's good. And they're fighting for it, and they should. And so we'll get into all that a little bit next hour. It is Listener Appreciation Week. We'll take your calls on that. You also can chime in the Bart Winkler Show on Facebook. There's a post up where you can comment on that. As an added Listener Appreciation Week wrinkle, we typically do call or fold on Tuesday nights. We will still do that. We'll do it an hour behind. And Carlos had a harebrained idea to have people send him in questions to him. And I didn't think you'd get any, and apparently you got more than zero.
I got more than zero. In fact, I got enough for a full call or fold. Now, it's not too late. If you want to get your questions into me, you can send me them via Twitter, X, or the hell you call it. You want to send it to me on Instagram, that's cool. My socials are out there. It's at Carlos with a K, C-A-R-L-O-S with a K. There's still time to get those questions in because although I have some that I like, a lot that I've received is absolute garbage. So you could possibly crack the top five.
So these are just questions like, hey, this is buy or sell. It's buy or sell.
Yeah. So and I'm still doing some of the legwork. Like I've actually had to like decipher kind of what you wanted to say from these questions. So I'm still crafting them, but I will give proper credit to everybody who's reached out and is getting selected for our call or fold segment later on today.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. The other underlying theme of the night is there was a little baby bunny that's in my backyard, and I feel like I need to save its life. Tom is in Colorado. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Bart. Okay, first things first. Do not touch the rabbit.
I will not touch the rabbit.
Okay. If it's still there when you get home tonight, just put out some water for it and maybe some cut up fruit or vegetables or whatever just to get it through the night. Call your Humane Society or an animal rescue. They will come out and get it. You do not want to take on rabbit. They are it's a big haul because you're going to have to go get a cage, litter, it's going to be like it's a 24/7 operation for a rabbit.
I'm laughing because I'm thinking of, Tom, I'm thinking of, we don't have a dog and you know, that's, you know, it comes up in conversation as a family and we're probably not going to get a dog. And, we've made that decision. And then my wife is out of town for business for 2 days. And after debating this for 10 years, she's going to leave town for two nights, come home, and all of a sudden we have a pet rabbit. How would that go over?
Comfortable? Do you have a comfy couch?
Yeah, it's going to need to be comfortable. I'm going to be sleeping outside right with the rabbit.
Exactly. But if it's still, if it's as young as you think it is, it might just be out for its first walkabout, and the mother is somewhere. You just don't know that. I don't know what your backyard looks like, and you know, your neighborhood. So it could be lost.
Well, there's a lot of rabbits running around. I hope that it would know one of them, but we'll see. And I will report back tomorrow. This is very exciting.
Yeah, but if it's still there underneath your grill, because the grill probably smells like food, hopefully, because you said grill.
Yeah, but I don't think we've cooked on it in like a year and a half.
Oh, good God.
But, Tom, that's good advice. I will not touch the rabbit.
But yeah. You don't want to get the human scent on it, because if it is young, a lot of they won't let it back into the pack.
Okay.
So all right. Just if it's out there, just put a little bit of water and find something in the fridge to chop up, you know, vegetables or fruit. And if not, call the Humane Society in your neighborhood. They'll come get it. They'll make sure it's good and they'll adopt it out.
All right, Tom. Hey, appreciate the call. Look at that. Strangers helping strangers. I'm a little worried the rabbit's already dead. Tyler's in Alabama. Hi, Tyler.
Hey. So I want to talk about the home run derby last night. Calvaro ended up winning it.
Yeah, did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I think Cruz actually had the advantage after that. Probably got in by less than an inch.
Yeah, that doesn't sit. I don't like that. I don't know what else they could have done about it, but that seems like the whole night was swung by just an inch.
I know. Yeah. So Cruz of Buxton. I don't know how he made it.
Yeah.
Boy right. got knocked off.
Are you watching the game tonight, Tyler?
Yep.
Yeah? Who are you rooting for?
I'm rooting for the AL. Hoping they make a comeback at the end.
Okay, yeah, they're gonna have to. I think we into the ninth inning here. I think we're getting into the ninth.
Yep.
All right, well, we'll see. Tyler, thanks for the call. Thanks for the call. Young man, watching the game. My kid made it. I got the report from my folks who are helping out. He made it to the eighth inning. Maybe because my dad was watching the game with my kid, maybe it made me think of watching the games with my dad. Is that not nice? I think that's nice. What do I do here? Scott Farrell's on the phone. Scott?
Bart, I got a big fat elbow for your face, Henry Winkler. And I got only three questions for you. Where is Notebook Mike? Where is Mike the Painter? Where is Tony in Texas? Where the heck are they, Bart?
Well, good to hear from you. Those are longtime listeners and callers of shows I've done in the past. We've heard from Tony. I think we've heard from Mike a time or two. I don't know, Notebook Mike. Notebook Mike was a guy who would call my morning show all the time. And we called him Notebook Mike because he read questions out of a notebook. Pretty simple. And he was a caller that was so bad it was good. I've kind of been looking for that here, but we get a lot of so bad that they're just actually terrible. So that's, I'm trying to, if you're ever wondering, why is Bart talking to that? I'm trying to find my Notebook mic on this platform. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. A nation on the edge of its seat? Will the American League, with three outs, at least come back to tie this thing? We'll let you know coming up. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Oh, I wish the All-Star Game was the most competitive game of all time. We could see the largest comeback ever in an All-Star Game. Previously, that was five runs. The National League did it in 1955. The American League trailed 6-0 tonight. It is 6-5. There's a runner on second. It's a New York matchup. Chisholm at the plate. Caught. This is not live play-by-play because I'm 45 seconds behind.
Easily.
So, well, that's how we get around it. And then I'm 45 seconds behind. And then the transmission's probably another 30 seconds behind. I mean, the game literally could be over right now, and I have no idea.
It's not.
And you won't know until later.
Yeah, I'm in the present. I'm only 30 seconds ahead of everybody listening to me. You're like a minute and change.
Yeah, good grab by Matt Olson at first. Chisholm was at the plate. Diaz on the mound.
That felt like it was 2 hours ago.
Who's up next? Stephen Kwan? Is he still up at least?
All right, yeah. I can't do live play-by-play, but yes, Stephen Kwan is he's at a bat.
All right, there's a runner on third. Ooh, this is exciting. There's two outs.
This is a very compelling ninth inning, so nobody should be complaining about this All-Star game.
And there's a comeback, and it's the matchup that everyone wanted to see, Edwin Diaz against Stephen Kwan. I was just trying to find out in the commercial break, and this is probably a champagne problem here. You know, in the grand scheme of things, if I heard somebody complain about this on a radio show, I would probably be mad at them. But I was trying to look up who is still available. Like, I think there should be somewhere where I can just type in and look up who is still on the bench available to pitch or pinch hit in this All-Star game. And I couldn't do it. I asked ChatGPT, and it was telling me, I assume you're talking about the 2025 NBA All-Star Game. Players who have not been All-Stars as of 2025. Victor Wembanyama. Evan Mobley. Cade Cunningham. No, I couldn't find that information. So I can find the roster and I can look at the box score and I can kind of like cross do it, but I would have to do that on the air, and that's, I don't think that's entertaining to anybody. One update is that Eugenio Suarez, who did take one to the fingers while as a batter, Shane Smith threw one inside inadvertently. He stayed in the game, so he's fine. So nothing to worry about there. He stayed in the game and should still be on the trade block if that's the way that the Arizona Diamondbacks are going to go. That's what's going to be very interesting the next couple of weeks in baseball, is which of these teams are going to be sellers and which of these teams are going to be buyers. As a minute and a half ago, the American League tied the game.
Yeah, unbelievable.
National League choking again. These losers. Fire Dave Roberts. Get him out of there. But like the Diamondbacks, they were a team that was over 500. Now they look like they could be a team that they're three games under. And if they start to sell, there could be a lot of different things that happen because of that. The Red Sox, everybody was like salivating over the Red Sox. Jarren Duren could be available. Alec Bregman could be available. Bunch of different guys. Aroldis Chapman could be available. And then the Red Sox have been playing really good baseball. At 53-45, they're right in the thick of things. They would be a wild card team, a couple games back, three games back of the Blue Jays with the Yankees sandwiched in between them. So all of a sudden, that would take a lot of guys off. But then there's another team in the Minnesota Twins who maybe they decide that they want to be sellers as they sit at 47-49. And then you've got a couple of guys that could be on the trade block there. Griffin Jacks, one of the guys. Who else is on this list here? Harrison Bader, Chris Paddock. So there's a lot of different guys that are either going to fall off the list or stay on the list based on where these teams fall in. And that's why the next 2 weeks are going to be very big, because that's the amount of time you have to determine if you're buying or selling, because the trade deadline is at the end of the month. So it's been interesting watching a lot of these teams. Are they in? Are they out? What do they want to do? What don't they want to do? And some teams getting competitive, some teams going on win streaks. Boston, they're on a 10-game win streak. So a week and a half ago, the conversation was 43-45. They've already traded Devers. You know, this season, falling away from them. Let's look at some guys that we can acquire. Now they're 53-45 and have won 10 in a row. And as I said, are right in the thick of things. So interesting to see what happens there. 6-6, by the way, now as we go to the bottom of the ninth with the National League having the chance to make some magic at Truist Park. There was another thing that I tried to look up today that I had a harder time looking up than I thought I would, and that was which numbers in sports are not officially retired but have not been reissued. Because the Commanders announced on Tuesday that they're going to officially retire the number 81, which was worn by Art Monk. The ceremony will take place on November 2nd when the Commanders host the Seattle Seahawks on Sunday Night Football. I think that's one of their throwback games. It has to be if you're going to honor Monk like this. He played 14 of his 16 seasons in Washington, has a number of franchise records, 888 receptions, 12,026 receiving yards. He has played 205 games for them, the most all-time for an offensive player in franchise history. All-Pro, three Pro Bowls, and a member of the three Super Bowl
winning teams. He had 1 year where he played with the Jets and then wrapped things up with the Eagles. Got to the Hall of Fame in 2008, where he then received the largest ovation in the history of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So they're now taking 81 out of retirement, but nobody's worn the number since 1993. So I was trying to find other teams that had been holding numbers but had not actually retired the number yet. And I always wonder why that's the case. The Packers have not issued number 5 since 1966. They did briefly give it out a couple of times, I guess, in the 80s, but it hasn't been given out since. Paul Hornung is number 5. There was some gambling issues or something, so I don't know, but then they're also not reissuing that. The Steelers have not issued 75 for Joe Green. They've not issued it since 1981, but it's not officially retired. The Cowboys have a lot of numbers that haven't been retired yet, like Bob Lilly, 74, Emmitt Smith, 22, Aikman's 8, Staubach's 12. If these are all up to date, they have not been retired yet, but they're not going to be reissued. There's a ton of them in baseball. The Giants, Bumgarner, 40, Lincecum, 55, Posey, 28. Let's see. The Brewers have a couple. Jose Bautista, 19, hasn't really been given back out. Seattle with Jay Buhner hasn't been given out since 19, or the number 19 since 2001. So there's a lot of teams that haven't retired the jerseys, but they also haven't given them out. And they might be different cases, but I don't understand why that is. Why would you not retire a jersey, but then not give it out? If you're not giving it out, you're honoring the player by not giving out their jersey. So why don't you just go and retire? Again, if there's a couple of things that I care about more than the average person, it's that the All-Star game is fine as it is. That takes looking strong. And also, retired numbers are great. And it's a tremendous honor. A statue, you know, you get really got to be rarefied air to get a statue. But I think a retired number, to get a retired number, what incredible honor that is. And they should stay retired, first of all. Then I was thinking of the argument, well, what if they run out of retired numbers? You know, you can't just retire every number. What if they run out? You know what? I don't think there's a person on the planet that'll be alive when that's a problem. And they can figure it out then. Okay? And they'll probably just wear like 19 and a half. And that'll look real stupid. Right? But there was a time where 0 looked stupid. There was a time where you never thought a Yankee would wear 99. And now that'll be retired. So Art Monk, short story long, congratulations to Art Monk. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Let's get an update once again. It's Jen Williams. Bud Selig put his arms up so that we could get the moment we are getting tonight, where the All-Star game tied 6-6, and there will be no 10th inning. We are going to a home run swing-off. Three players from each league are going to be swinging for home runs. It's home run derby style. They got the net out there and everything. It looks like last night. And we've got three from the American League and three from the National League. The National League participants were reported as Pete Alonso, Kyle Schwarber, and Eugenio Suarez. But with him not playing now, or with him maybe with that injury, he did continue to play. The guy that you griped about, Kyle Stowers, is going to bat.
in the swing off.
Yeah, and the only reason he's here is because every team has to have a representative. I mean, listen, Kyle Stowers, you're a professional baseball player. You got more money than I can imagine. Congratulations to you. This guy should not be an All-Star game. And now the fate of the National League. If you care about this game whatsoever,
yeah. Rest on the fate.
Swing of Kyle Stowers? Are we kidding me?
The fate of the National League. So they get three swings each, and whoever has the most home runs wins. So it's Rooker, Arozarena, and Aranda for the American League, and then Stowers, Schwarber, and Alonso for the National League. Already a lot of people upset that Shohei and Aaron Judge and some of those guys aren't in. Are we sure that they are there, though? Honestly, can we look in the stands next time they show the team? Is Shohei there? Because I know one of the issues back in 2001, they thought, well, maybe we could bring some guys back in. But a bunch of dudes had already left. Not everyone stays the entirety of the All-Star game. Some of these guys are like, all right, I'll go. But then I got to start my vacation. So I want to get out of here and make this happen. So we're going to keep our eyes on this. In the meantime, I'm going to talk to Stacy in Florida first time. Hey, Stacy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. I heard you got a bunny rabbit.
Well, there's a bunny in my yard. I got to figure out what to do with it.
He's lonely all by himself?
He's a little tiny guy. I saw him first on the patio tonight, or the patio brick. And then I approached him, and then he ran under the grill. And we got to figure out if I got to keep him alive tonight, or if he's going to be there, or what's going to happen. I do feel like my conscience won't let me just let him die.
Well, don't let him die. But I mean, if you're thinking about keeping a wild rabbit, it's an ambitious venture. I have a rabbit, and I didn't know when I got her that their vets are considered exotic. So they are a little more expensive than a cat or a dog at the vet.
Oh, I'm not into any of that.
Yeah, just spaying a rabbit is over $500, at least here in Florida. And you don't want a rabbit that isn't fixed because they like to mark their territory. I think a rabbit is somewhere between a dog and a cat because they're as smart as a dog, but they're as interested as listening to you as a cat is.
So you would suggest I keep the rabbit?
I would suggest that you probably give it some like romaine or arugula. Things like carrots and bananas are like treats to rabbits, but it's not Bugs Bunny. You don't want to give a rabbit like an entire carrot. Not good for them to eat that much sugar. But stay away from iceberg lettuce. It has absolutely no nutrition and way too much water. But if you have something like I said, like arugula or something like that, you could try to give it to it, you know, as an offering. But rabbits.
Okay, well, help me on this. Help me on this one because since we're this deep, I already when I first saw the rabbit, I thought maybe I'll try to feed this thing. So I looked up what to feed it, and then I looked in my fridge, and by some cruel twist of fate, I don't have a single green thing in the fridge right now. I think carrots is the only. I don't have anything green in the fridge right now.
What about blueberries?
I think my kid ate all those.
If you got nothing, you got nothing, Bart.
I have a carrot.
You can give him, like, slice it and give him, like, two slices.
Okay, yeah, because I saw the carrot. I saw the carrot and I thought, that's too on the nose. I can't just give this bunny a carrot.
You can. My rabbit actually doesn't like carrots. But carrots are totally in line with bunny rabbits. They have a bunch of sugar. But that's why I say, like, one slice or two. Don't put the wild bunny into a diabetic coma by giving it the entire carrot.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll do that. If he's still there, I'll check.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I'll have to check when I get home if he's still there.
Yeah, and he might not be. He probably found his way, but trying to keep a wild rabbit, it's an expensive venture, and it's probably going to be more skittish than, you know, a rabbit that's raised by human hands from birth. So you're probably better off like just giving him whatever. If you decide to go to the grocery store tomorrow and you buy some lettuce or something like that, you can put it out there. But otherwise, he's probably going to be fine.
All right. Well, Stacey, thanks for the call. And thanks for calling in.
No problem. Thanks. Have a great night.
Right. You too. A lot of talk on the rabbit tonight.
And congratulations to Stacey, who is a first-time caller, for getting a drop already.
What's the drop?
I haven't finished cutting it yet, but you'll get it soon.
Oh, no.
Stacey, callback.
Is this recent? Do I want to take a Sauce Gardner contract call?
Yes. Do you want to take a Sauce Gardner contract call?
You've been putting rabbit calls through all night? Asking me if I want to take a Sauce Gardner contract call?
Does anybody outside of New York and New Jersey care about Sauce Gardner's contract? I mentioned it in the Bullets and Blitz, but...
Do you think people have been interested in me talking bunny all night?
Yes.
Yeah, if someone wants to talk about Sauce Gardner, they can.
Stand by.
Well, I'm trying to watch this swing off. What am I supposed to do here? This is Major League history happening. Kyle Schwarber just hit all three of his out. National League is a 4-3 lead right now. Down to the final batter. All right. Folks, turn it up. Lou is talking Sauce Gardner. What do you think, Lou?
Bart, you bring insanity into sports in a good way. Look.
Lou, Jets cornerback room, iffy. Wild rabbit in my backyard, send him through.
All right. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you sound good.
He's like, that dude isn't even like a great corner. He's getting $30 million per year. Like in 2 years, he's going to be cut. All right. The dude in Buffalo, Christian Benford, is better than him. He got locked up for $18 million. Wow. What a deal, I guess. But you know what?
Four years, $120 million, 85 guaranteed. You don't like it?
He stinks. The dude had a bunch of, like, great PR his first year, okay? And he's done nothing since then.
He was rookie of the year.
I said he got a lot of PR that first year. But if you look at his play, he's nothing special.
Well, here's a stat that would back up your argument. As a rookie, Gardner ranks second among cornerbacks in expected points added per target as the nearest defender. So you want to be ranked high in that. So he was in that stat. The number two cornerback in that stat his rookie year. Then in 2023, down to 13th. And in 2024, down to 47th. So that would go towards your argument.
Yeah, he sucks, Bart. Trust me.
Okay, well, the Jets, they seem to want to be locking up their guys.
Well, there's insanity in the NFL. The Herschel Walker trade, the Deshaun Watson contract. Who are these people making these decisions? They're not.
I don't know if Sauce Gardner extension is going to go down with the Deshaun Watson deal.
Well, like in 2 years when I'm right, you can say it did, because like that dude is not going to last 2 years in this contract.
All right. Well, we'll see, Lou. Thanks for the call.
All right. Love you, man. Bye.
I love you, too. All right, the National League has won, and Pete Alonso never even had to swing, as Jonathan Aranda was not able to get any home runs. So does this make Kyle Schwarber the MVP?
I would think so.
So stupid. He had three home runs in the swing off.
Hey, you know what's funny? When he was hitting these bombs, all I could do was think, Jesus. How did the Cubs let him go?
I'm very interested to see, because I think people in the moment are enjoying this.
It was actually pretty cool.
But I'm interested to see 12 hours from now, someone's going to try to make a name for themselves and have a hot take on this. Should it be me? No, I basically cried for 2 hours, either that I found a bunny or that I love the All-Star game and leave it alone. Then there's a massive change to the All-Star game. Although, what do I want? Do I want extra innings? No, this was a perfectly fine way to end an All-Star game, a celebration of baseball. We'll get more into it, and Listener Appreciation Week continues when we come back.
Thank you for listening to The Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.